It's the 7th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire police have apologised to a Potter man following errors leading to his arrest. Malcolm Emery was startled by the face peering through a window into his home. Unaware it was a police officer who had mistakenly attended the wrong address, the 80-year-old grabbed a walking stick and pursued them. The misunderstanding led to a minor altercation, resulting in the unintentional injury to an officer's face. Emery was initially charged with suspicion of assaulting an emergency worker and, while being handcuffed, received injuries to both his arms. Trevor Roddenhurst, Deputy Chief Constable, said, "I have apologised for what happened and the injuries he suffered. The officer's injuries were not caused by an intentional act." Beds Police has referred itself to the Independent Office for Police Conduct for further review. The Town Centre Priority Fund has provided a £6,000 upgrade to the market stalls on St Paul's Square in Bedford. The revamp adds new canvas covers and metalwork to the existing structures to ensure that market vendors remain dry during wet weather. Mid-Bedfordshire's MP Nadine Dorris has turned down an offer by Prime Minister Liz Truss to remain in her position as Culture Secretary. She offered her resignation yesterday, declaring her time served in the position as an honour. Dorris would like to resume her role as a book writer and believes that her support of the new government from the backbenches will provide the best outcome. A burglary which resulted in the suspect's arrest also led to an unusual escape. A large snake attempted to exit through a window broken by the burglar and was spotted by area residents. It was later caught by the Bedford Community Policing Group and reunited unharmed with the owner of the flat. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.